Matt Morrissey is the head of Fusion Cell, and you can check out Fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N, Cell with a C, C-E-L-L. It has a military context. We'll talk about that term from one of the co-founders, Tony Negron, special operative. But bridging the gap between military talent and the civilian workplace is the mission. And Matt, we're going to talk about the bridging that gap. Matt Morrissey, head of Fusion Cell, in our studios once again with an update. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Jack. How are you?
Good. Now, your exact title and role, is it CEO, Chief Operating Officer?
I think if you looked on the website, it says COO. But we try and keep the organization fairly flat, so the titles don't really matter.
Well, given your college background in football, how would say head coach Fusion
sure.
Cell?
Sure.
Now, talk about Fusion Cell's sort of positioning and how many years it's, how old is it now? I was involved in the getting this going. I believe in the mission. Mm-hmm. It's free to veterans. There's so much talent coming out of the military. The problem we've always seen, Matt, and still do, but Fusion Cell's helping to close that gap, is you take a person who's been a pilot, a flight mechanic with the Air Force, a leader in the Coast Guard, big vessels, multi-million dollar airplanes, ships. All these people that have great skills in the military, they may do them for 10 or 12 or 8 or 14 or 20 years. Then they come out too young to retire. They have so much to offer, but they really don't know much about our world, the civilian world, the business world, correct?
True. It's a different language. And not only is it a different world, but they don't have the confidence when they come out either of where's it going to fit and where's it going to translate to. So the Department of Defense does a lot of things really, really well. They recruit well. They manage and build some of the greatest fighting forces, you know, kind of protect this country. The third piece of helping these veterans transition into the real world, one, they're not the best people to do it. The best way to teach people how to be successful in a non-military world, you typically wouldn't have a military person do that training, right? So they kind of check the box on the programs they have, but you know, these folks, when they come out, they need help. And they need help sometimes figuring out what they will be good at, what they want to do, but also where that translates into different types of industries and companies in the, you know, in the civilian world.
Talk about some of the trends you see working with mm-hmm. military folks coming out, and where, because the one, and I'm just talking about one of our clients now, I mean our sponsors, GMI Studios, state of New Hampshire, they can't get machine operators. And the Air Force is full of folks that know how to run big machinery, whether it's a vehicle, a plane, a train, you know, you name it. And, you know, electric, HVAC companies, you know, all these ships and boats and bases need talented people. So the skills coming out of the military are there, but a lot of times employers don't know that their skill set is in that veteran, right?
Yeah, there's approximately 250,000 veterans that transition out every year.
And how many is that?
About 250,000. And about 95% of those folks are looking to stay in the workforce. So you have a large chunk every year that's coming out. And to your point, Jack, some of them have pretty straight line translations between what they did in the military and what they could do in the civilian world, right? The military is great at moving things. Mm-hmm. The military is great at building things. But there's so many other pieces of the competencies they come out with, the soft skills that translate. The challenge is they're not quite sure where they might translate to, and the companies aren't quite sure mm-hmm. They don't even know how to read a military resume.
We're going to get you back again soon, but before we let you go, Matt Morrissey, if I'm an employer out there, a business owner, and I'm listening to this and I'm intrigued, how do I work with Fusion Cell? What are the best first steps I should take? Can I just touch base? You're a New Hampshire-based company in Windham. How do I contact and work with you?
Yeah, it's pretty simple, and then there's a skin in the game on both sides. So you just go to fusioncell.com, and there's a couple buttons you can click there to get in touch with us. And if you have particular roles, we just get on the phone with you. We talk about them, and we'll be honest to say that we think that there's a match there with the folks we can get our hands on. There's no cost until we find you someone to the employer.
Right.
and will engage.
And you have unique access and positioning within the Department of Defense to find these people.
Yeah. So 80% of our company that we've built, they are veterans themselves, 20-plus year veterans. So we have a credibility with the veteran market. We know where to get them. They respond to us. They listen to us. So we can kind of get to places where a traditional talent organization, they can't get there on their own.
Is that a key differentiator with Fusion Cell?
It might be the biggest, right? Because companies know that these veterans are out there. They don't know how to get to them.
Right. Access.
Yeah.
And credibility.
Sure.
FusionCell.com?
Yep. FusionCell.com.
Matt Morrissey. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Jeff.